Some landlords are evicting tenants despite a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention moratorium that was supposed to last until the end of March. In Georgia, for instance, a couple of judges won't even acknowledge the eviction moratorium in their courts, which leaves tenants with no option but to move. Stephanie Stokes of member station WABE reports.
Katie Dern liked living in Carroll County. She grew up in another rural part of West Georgia, and she wanted the same quiet lifestyle for her four kids.
That's what I like, you know, walking down a dirt road to get on the school bus.
So when her family found a townhome community near a lake in Carroll County a couple of years ago, it seemed like a good fit.
It was completely furnished, and it was a beautiful place. So yeah, but this pandemic really messed up our lives, like a whole lot.
She and her husband both lost work. Dern from the mall, her husband as a mechanic. They were out of work for several months while they waited for unemployment, which still hasn't come through.
So we fell behind. We had to find a new job. And it went downhill fast from there.
Eventually, their landlord filed for eviction. That's when her husband learned about the order from the CDC. It bans landlords from evicting tenants who are behind on rent during the pandemic. Dern's family filled out the CDC form showing they qualified before their court hearing.
We even went and got the paper notarized. That way, you know, the judge knew that we did everything we were supposed to in a timely manner.
She says they showed up to the small brick courthouse in Carroll County feeling confident until they approached the judge. According to Dern, he didn't even look at the CDC paper. He told them Carroll County doesn't honor that.
I mean, he should have just ripped it up and threw it in the trash, because that's how I felt when he said that.
That judge was Carroll County Chief Magistrate Alton Johnson.
The CDC, as far as I know, has no control over Georgia courts.
He's one of at least two county judges in Georgia who are allowing evictions despite the CDC order. The CDC claims it has the authority to stop evictions because there's a public health emergency. Johnson told me he just doesn't believe that authority is greater than the state's.
It seems that you're in the minority in terms of how you're interpreting the CDC order, at least in Georgia. My understanding is that most judges are recognizing it.
I understand that.
Why do you think so many other judges have come to different conclusions than you?
I don't know. I think that if the federal government wanted to do this correctly, they would have done it by passing a law stating this is what we're going to do, and properly compensate those that are out of resources or money.
He says he believes the federal eviction moratorium violates landlords' rights.
Certainly, no one likes to kick someone out of their home. But then again, when you have somebody who owes a mortgage, is it fair for that individual to bear the burden of what should be a government's responsibility? Now, that's the way I look at it.
Johnson says he could be wrong. He's invited tenants to appeal to a higher court. But that's harder than it sounds, according to Susan Reeve. She works to prevent evictions at Georgia Legal Services. She says state law requires tenants pay the rent they owe while the appeal is pending or leave the home.
Most of our clients, when they realize they're not going to be able to remain in possession, have to focus their energies on finding housing and alternative arrangements for their family rather than focusing on an appeal.
And they have little other recourse at the federal level. They can wait to see if the U.S. Justice Department will enforce the CDC moratorium. The order mentions landlords who violate it could face a $100,000 fine.
But that doesn't keep someone housed. That doesn't prevent someone from going into a shelter. And it doesn't prevent the spread of the virus.
And preventing the spread of COVID-19 was the justification for the CDC order. COVID-19 made Katie Dern's situation even more difficult. Judge Johnson ordered she leave the property and pay back $5,000 in rent. Soon after, her family tested positive for the virus. Dern said they were still sick when the six of them moved into their SUV. It was two nights before they got enough money for the hotel where they're staying now. Dern is still confused about her family's experience in court.
The CDC, which is federal, said that, you know, if we did all of these things, then we couldn't be evicted. But this one county decided that they could make their own rules.
So this is her conclusion.
I don't advise anybody to move to Carroll County, move to another county.
She says her family plans to leave as soon as they can. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Stokes.